Oh no, Lord, you're supposed to do it this way. Isaiah 55, 8-9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, and your ways are not my ways. This is the Lord's declaration. For as heaven is higher than earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. 2 Kings chapter 5 tells the story of Naaman, a commander of the Aramean army in the time of the prophet Elisha. It also illustrates how our expectations, our preconceived beliefs and assumptions, especially about the workings of God, can cause us to miss out on his blessings and glory. Naaman had gained great prominence because of the military victories the Lord had given him. As a result, he had fame and honor, but had a significant incurable skin disease. It just so happened that on a previous military raiding incident, the Arameans captured a little girl from Israel who became a servant to Naaman's wife. One day, the girl mentioned to his wife that, "If only my master were with the prophet who is in Samaria, he would cure him of his skin disease." As a result, Naaman headed to Israel to get healed. He first visits the king of Israel, who thinks that the king of Aram was trying to trick him by sending Naaman to him to be healed. But the Lord's prophet Elisha sent word for Naaman to visit him when he heard of the king's reaction. When Naaman arrived at Elisha's house, Elisha did something that went totally against Naaman's expectations. First, he sent a messenger to Naaman instead of coming out to meet him himself. I imagine Naaman felt insulted and slighted. He was a man of notoriety, honor, and a successful military commander. And Elisha sent a servant to meet him. Then the messenger told him to do something that made no sense, to go wash himself in the Jordan River 7 times, and his skin will be restored. Naaman, who came with gold and silver to pay for his healing, became very angry and started to leave. Naaman's reply was so typical of most of us when our expectations aren't met. The word says, "But Naaman got angry and left, saying, 'I was telling myself, he will surely come out, stand, and call on the name of the Lord his God, and wave his hand over the place and cure the skin disease. Aren't Abana and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Couldn't I wash in them and be clean?' So he turned and left in a rage." 2 Kings 5:11-12. Like us, Naaman had come with expectations. He had the means by which his healing would unfold clearly embedded in his mind. And like us, especially when it pertains to God, when our expectations aren't met, we get disappointed, angry, and sometimes we walk away from him. But Naaman's servant convinced him to follow through with the simple instructions from the man of God. Naaman chose to obey, and his skin was not only healed, but restored, and became like that of a small boy. 2 Kings 5:14. What expectations are you imposing on the Lord? Have you already mapped out how he should work in your situation? And here's the big one. Have you already mapped out a timeline for the Lord to act in your behalf? Or has disappointment and discouragement caused you to think about walking away from him? What we forget is that God is infinite and we are finite. His ways are so far beyond what we can think or imagine. His purposes for us sometimes involve others. Some we've met, and some we may never meet, and may take days, months, years, or even decades to fulfill. So what can you depend upon when you are in need? His word, his character, the leading of his Spirit inside you, and his eternal love for you, if you have accepted Christ as your Savior. 3 factors led to Naaman's healing: God's grace, hearing the word of God, and obedience to the word. Don't let your expectations cause you to miss the blessings and a new revelation of God in your life. Learn to place your faith in his unchanging character and faithfulness to his word, instead of how you want or imagine God will work. Don't try to put God in a box. He's the one who made boxes.